got nothing to lose. Nah. This is part of the family. For fun.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy and J-Fig's bleach shirt here with us.
Yep. We were having some more hot takes on food.
Mm-hmm.
And we ventured into the juice category because Marcos likes apple juice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you'll never guess how we got to apple juice, because we were talking about Eve, who was playing on 96.5. We were talking about Eve. Huh?
No, not Eve, the rapper.
No, the rapper.
Oh.
And we were doing the scene from
Barbershop.
Where she got mad because somebody took apple juice. I said, I don't trust apple juice.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Let's be clear.
Hmm. How do you not trust juice?
I don't trust juice that could be on the shelf for 17 years. Right? Like, you know, they put the apple juice on the thing, say made from 100%. I like the juice. You go to the refrigerator section of the grocery store and get the juice from there.
Like the Minute Maid juices?
No. That's not juice. That's drink.
Oh, that's good.
But like a good grape juice, a good orange juice. Like, you know, you get a good orange juice. No pulp, of course. Yeah. That's disgusting. Right? You get you a good orange juice. You can't just get it off a shelf.
Mm.
Right? So I'm inclined to get juices in there.
You brought up a good point about pineapple juice being in a can. I never thought of that.
Yeah. Why is pineapple juice in a can?
A lot of it is from concentrate, though.
Mm. Right. I don't like that. Remember, see, when we were kids, back in the day, you used to get that little frozen thing and then throw it in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that for Skip and Run Naked Punch.
Huh?
Yeah, with the lemonade. Throw a lot of those frozen ones in there.
Frozen lemonades?
Yeah, yeah. What would it dissolve with the alcohol?
Everything dissolves, including your guts.
Skip and Run Naked.
That was delicious.
What's that?
We stole a couple of Gatorade coolers from the Barry softball and baseball team. So we had those for frat parties. We had a guy on the inside. We had a guy who worked in the athletic department.
Solid.
So for all you know, you bums didn't clean the things. Yeah. And the next baseball game, they were all getting liquored up from your remnants.
No, we just never get back.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Dude. Wow. Mm. All right.
Allegedly.
No, we did it.
No, we did it. No denying this.
We did it. But we would have we would throw these parties. You need a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
So we would put them in the Gatorade coolers. Sometimes, you know, you would do jungle juice. Sometimes you would do, you know, regular punch. But Skip and Run Naked Punch was one that somebody found online, and it was Sprite, a lot of vodka.
Hmm.
And then
not the good stuff.
And then frozen, something like Skull.
Pop off.
And then
pop off.
And then there's a bunch of the frozen lemonade concentrates. I don't remember how many. I think it depended on how big your container was. But for this particular case, I feel like it was 10.
Like a spritzy lemonade.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it got people to skip and run naked.
Hey, going.
Wait. Hold on. Things don't spoil due to heat. They spoil due to... Okay, hold on. Also, things don't need to be refrigerated if they are sealed in a vacuum.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I'm not on a survival trip, and I don't need jerky in my satchel. Right? Like,
just want juice.
Right.
Oh, it had beer, too. Light beer.
Beer inside?
Yeah, that's okay. That's sad.
Why?
Why?
Because that was the punch. That was the recipe.
That's the skip.
That's disgusting. Vodka,
it wasn't
beer.
Disgusting. No, it wasn't
vodka,
disgusting.
Vodka, beer, and lemonade,
it wasn't
Sprite?
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I had it. It wasn't disgusting.
No, it's gross, dude.
You're not really...
You're not... No. There. Yeah.
What do you mean? I have great taste in drinking. Anyway, speaking of things you don't trust, I want to... We may owe an apology.
What?
To who?
Kal-El Ware.
Why? What happened?
Well, you remember his cat?
Yes.
So we saw a picture of his cat on his Instagram.
Oh, you may have made some judgments about the cat?
Well, the cat, you said he looked sneaky.
Yeah, so I think all cats are sneaky. I don't like cats.
Scary looking
but
cat.
You would agree that this cat, like, he just had a look. And now maybe he was annoyed. I don't know. Maybe he was scared of being up at heights. I don't know. But we may owe an apology because they showed video of him adopting the cat. So he did the Adopt Miami. Oh, Miami Heat put out a whole montage of him picking the cat, him becoming friends with the cat.
Sweet.
And, well,
bless you, sir.
The cat's adorable. I mean, the cat is not sneaky. His name is.
Oh, that's an adorable picture.
That's an adorable, cat.
Check this out.
That's an adorable cat.
I look at him a little differently now. I have questions.
Why?
Why?
Now, I told you, cats are sneaky. Cat owners.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little face.
But you're lonely. You're in a new city. You live in an apartment. You know, you need a, you wanted a friend.
Well, you can't own a dog, so you got a cat.
Yeah, you get a cat.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And he adopted that beautiful little baby.
Yep.
Cats are sneaky.
I mean, it could still be sneaky. I don't know. But, like, he looks less sneaky than the original picture that Kal-El had put out there.
All the videos I see of cats are them so looking scared. Like that and then trying to scratch your face off with just one. Right.
Right there, he's 7 feet off the ground. He's very scared.
Look at him. He's like, he's like, yikes.
I've never been this tall.
That's rough. Kal-El in the video was like, I think he likes it because my hands are so big. It's like a bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if the cat's thinking that.
He's going to crush me. Wow. Okay. So
the cat's adorable.
So you apologize.
Cats have to be
sneaky.
You said
he was evil.
They hunt alone.
That's true. They are predators. Wade06 says, Ware moves like a cat. He's not wrong.
Wow. Cat-like reflexes.
Yep.
Look at that. Nimble.
In the lab.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
I'd rather drink juice off the shelf.
Than have a cat?
Yeah.
What? You had a squirrel.
Huh?
You had a squirrel.
Very true.
I did not have a squirrel.
You had a squirrel.
You had a squirrel.
Ricky!
Rest in peace. I was just a financier of all these operations we got going on.
Rest in peace.
Now I'm at 4 dogs.
Yep.
Yeah, you're on 4 dogs, 3 turtles. An X-squirrel.
4 turtles, all the Ninja Turtles. All have been named.
Oh. You got a borderline.
Everything I got.
You got fish?
Fish.
Yeah.
He's adopted spiders in his backyard.
We got fish for a second.
Wow.
Till the turtles eat them.
Oh. Turtles eat fish?
No, we have we have 2 of the sucker fish. They don't mess with them.
Remora
fish? Yeah. Oh. The things that suck on the side of the...
Yeah, they work there.
Yeah, they work there.
You have a koi pond?
Huh?
You have a koi pond?
No.
Where?
I feel like you do.
You do?
No. They have the little fish that...
Where are these turtles?
In Rebecca's room.
Oh.
Mm.
Right.
I was like, have I been going to your house and not noticing that you had a koi pond?
No, I don't have a koi pond.
I thought it was a jacuzzi.
You could fit a koi pond back there. You could fit a nice koi pond.
Yeah.
All this time, it was a koi pond.
You know, Leroy, can you have the koi pond set up by the time we do my wedding?
You would have a really nice koi pond. Like, doesn't Leroy's backyard look like it could use a koi pond?
In my brain, I am imagining a koi pond. It's already been there. Yeah,
no,
for sure.
No.
Can it have a little bridge?
But here's the thing. Like, if he had a koi pond, Zeus is messing with those goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my shit.
100%.
No, not Zeus. It would be Luna.
Hmm?
Yeah, Zeus, like, he just want to play, right?
Hmm.
And the little one likes to just eat wood. Like, he eats all the mulch.
That is a big thing.
He eats the mulch because he's teething. And then when you try to pick him up, he's like, arr, arr, he tries to bite you. Like, it's like, come on. He's biting everything, dude. Like, he'll just walk up and lay down next to you, just start chewing on your foot. Like, hey, come on.
Distracted by the guy who just goes, that cat still has hair coming out of its ears like the old.
Hey. I mean, kids are not nice, right? Rebecca walks by.
That's an elderly.
She goes... Dad.
It's not coming out of his ears.
Dad, you want me to tape that up for you?
Oh,
I'm like, what are you doing? But no, like, one of the reasons why I don't like doing it, because it makes my ear itch when I cut it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mm. So you'd rather just look wise?
I wax it.
But,
what? I think it's time for a break. Y'all be weird.
No.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
We got
who won the tickets there, Marcos?
Christopher from Sunrise.
Christopher.
Yes.
Winner.
Check this out, Jennifer. We were discussing
Jennifer
the ledger.
Okay, what did I do?
It's not what you did. It's what you haven't done. And between you and Tobin, y'all haven't paid your bets. We can't move forward.
Can't move forward.
Until the ledgers are clean.
I don't know who you're trying to blame here. We've been waiting and no one has
done anything. What are you waiting for?
No one has set up any dates, anything.
Wow. Oh, so it's on us.
Nothing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, because we all have to coordinate.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll figure it out.
Wow.
Right.
Excuses.
Don't just blame me.
Excuses, dude. I would have done this show in an ice tub.
I could have easily done it a long time ago and not told you guys.
You no.
Or I would have filmed it and then you guys would have been mad at me.
No, hey, no chance.
There you go.
One of us has to be present.
Exactly. So we have to coordinate.
Or on stream.
For this.
Get a garbage can, put some ice in it, sit in it.
No. That's not.
See, and understand.
Can't trust the temperature.
Can't trust the temperature.
Temperature.
Yes.
Ooh, make sure fake ice? Ice. Wow, that's true. Fake ice. Jay Fig, how dare you?
Okay.
You too, Float Mingo. We haven't forgotten. Yes.
I was just saving it for basketball season, dude.
Saving it for basketball.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure you were.
Okay. All right.
I actually think I'm going to the arena soon, so I will get me a Tyler Hero jersey, and we'll Float Mingo it up, dude.
Float Mingo.
I'm ready for it. Yeah. I can't wait to see the Flamingo again. I miss it.
Wait. You getting a Tyler Hero jersey?
Yeah.
Wasn't he supposed to be dressed as a flamingo or something? Yes. And then
no, his
stamp?
Move is the Flamingo.
No, he was supposed to dress like a flamingo.
With Tyler Hero's jersey on.
Yeah.
Oh, double.
No.
Yeah.
And then do the show.
He's supposed to be a flamingo. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Got to do the show on 1 foot, too.
What you said. The whole show?
No. That's what you said.
Really?
That's come what on. You said.
Hey, I can do it. It just seems inconvenient.
Ain't nobody.
You guys
None of us.
Hold on one second.
Body type.
Let me just say
so
something.
You can go ahead.
Can I just say something?
That.
You're talking real big for somebody who owes debt right now. Because you love. I mean, nobody loves putting out rules more than you. You love just adding rules and putting out rules. You said you weren't gonna whale anymore. You're not accountable. You're not accountable.
Unaccountable fig.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
This is rough.
Lash out on me. Do
especially
it.
When it's a newsletter, there. You know?
Do
you won't even put us in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'm taking you guys all out of the newsletter.
When's the last time?
We weren't in there to begin with.
Where is the newsletter?
Yeah, you were. Let's every see. Single time.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, after we called you out.
True.
Mm-hmm. And we got cut. We got cropped out like a, you know, like an Instagram. You know.
I'm going to make sure this time I'm the only one in the newsletter.
Last newsletter, May.
Wow. Ooh, what's going somebody on? Somebody call you Jennifer the Deflector.
Yeah, Stunt Steve's calling you the Deflector.
The Deflector.
Go ahead.
You want to get some games behind Bobrovsky this year?
Oh.
Go ahead. Steve.
Wow.
How about that?
Leroy and I, in the winner's circle, what can I say?
Bye-bye.
Didn't have bye-bye. To.
So you want these paid by football season so we have football clean slate?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Let me figure out. We can figure it out. We got to figure it out.
And we're getting unique with the dartboard this year.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you know what? We're putting things on. You got to go Black Friday shopping. That's what? How crazy we're getting this year. These punishments are getting crazy.
With your significant other?
Yeah.
Well, you have to go. Mm. You would have to go with your
I mean, you
mom.
Guys are being little babies about Chicken of the Trees being on there.
Okay. Oh, my God,
that
no.
Gross.
That's disgusting. That
that's disgusting. Talking
it's still on there.
Is it? Come on. New season. You know,
you we gotta
I'm telling you. Come on.
Hey, even as a picture, it looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Right?
Not good.
It might taste good. You might get off scot-free.
No, it won't. No, it won't.
You don't know that.
No, it won't. Then why are more people eating it?
Plenty of people are eating it.
No, they're not.
You can't say that they're not
people.
Eating it.
What? Dude.
Too many no. people, actually.
Chicken in the Tree is on the dartboard.
Yeah, it's there.
Ugh.
Remove it.
Nope.
You know what'd be crazy?
You're the only one that's excited for this.
Yeah. It's funny.
Oh, what if we put cheese pizza on there?
How is that funny? It's disgusting. Wow. What if I throw up on camera?
Oh, cheese Marco pizza.
Marco says, oh, let's put cheese pizza on there. Oh, wow. That's so disgusting.
Ew. Ugh. Gross. Ugh. Gross.
Just have Marcos's be lick a shrimp.
Just, wait, is it, wait, because you embarrassed us at Prime 112
with this. Mm-hmm. I'm quivering under a table. Please.
You have to eat a whole plate.
I think you know what we should do for one this year?
Mm.
The Reagan.
Oh, yes.
You got to go perform the Reagan.
Yes.
Oh, so bad.
We bring out a cardboard box so you can just, like the old school.
Right
down there in the curb. Oh, no. Yes. You got to land. We doing street work?
Yeah. And honestly, you can't stop until someone battles you back.
I feel bad for Reagan, man.
Why?
Yeah, she did her best.
She chose her path.
I saw her.
She said she wanted to be original. She said she wanted to.
How did she qualify?
She has doctorates.
I don't think Australia.
Have you ever been to Australia?
I don't think Australia.
The Kiwis, I mean, with the Aborigines are not breakdancing.
Her.
Kiwis are New Zealand.
That's why I changed and said the Aborigines.
I don't know. It sounds offensive, though.
What?
I just don't like it.
I mean, come on. I played with a Kiwi.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Kiwi. Not that good of a fruit.
No, I'm not. No. Too much work.
Very fuzzy.
Too much work. And then it's squishy.
My pet iguana Spike loved kiwis.
Okay. What?
Spike?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Oh, that was original.
My pet iguana Spike.
Who named it? Tommy or you?
I was nine.
He was. You had the iguana when you was nine?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's where it began. And now you want to eat chicken to the trees? This is crazy.
Well, I mean, it's either that. I mean, Sunny Bunny's going to get you. That's how it's going to go, dude.
Kiwi, though, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Loved it. Loved kiwi.
Do you like kiwi? Who likes kiwi?
It's all right.
I don't like kiwi. No. My daughter eats these things with these hairs on them, and it looks like a plum or something. And then you open it. I forgot what it's called.
Somebody wants to know, what was the bet that made Tobin eat crow? I forget. It wasn't so much
riches.
It wasn't so much a bet. It was, I said that Christian Yelich was never going to hit 20 home runs.
Yeah.
Which at that point, he didn't have 20 combined in his career, or maybe it was like 22.
Yeah.
And then, crazy as I say this, he went on the greatest offensive surge of his career.
Wait, how can you say that he's winning NL MVP?
Not at the time.
The next year.
He knew about it, too. The whole thing is that he knew about the bet. Word had gotten back to him. One time, DJ Williams had seen him at like American Social or something like that, and at 18 home runs. DJ Williams goes, hey, you know about this bet? And he just flashed him an old two more.
Oh, that was so awesome.
I'm glad that you were able to pay your bet right next to him so he can see you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like we're going to be glad to see you pay your bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about yours?
I will pay my bet. I pay my bets.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. When, did I not dress like the Kyler Murray?
When haven't I?
Right now.
Every other time except for the Big Mac.
So
thing.
Have you.
You're backpedaling like Ethan Bonner right now.
Yeah. You're lashing out.
I'm not lashing out.
Yes, you are.
I am not lashing
good
out.
Good old bully. gotta love it.
It's because you know what? You two. Yeah, you're,
CC has.
Can I just say when you two are here together, when Frogboy and Leroy are together, you have these breaks. You just come up with schemes for each other.
Oh, we're trouble.
You just bounce stuff off the walls. Yeah. Get out of here, dude. Enough of you two about together.
Yeah.
We're not. No.
Last time he came in here, I got him to buy explosives.
What?
Oh, yeah,
that's right. He's a bad influence on you.
Shut up.
It's pretty good.
Hey, what you doing, Frog Boy? He says, I'm getting ready for 4th of July. I'm not a big... He said, ooh, you know, you can push on this button right here and it shows you what they do.
$600 later, best July 4th I've ever had.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
He's ready for war.
Oh, yeah. New Year's. I'm like a fool.
Wow.
This is great.
I'll tell you one place you don't want to act a fool.
Where's that?
In the bedroom, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa. That is not where you want to act a fool. And I've been telling you last week about our new friends over at Blue Chew. You're not getting the goosies in the bedroom like you used to? Because they'll allege that on this show, I'm a loose goose floozy.
Mm.
Which is only true because of Blue Chew. Yeah! You too can be a loose goose floozy with a little bit of Blue Chew. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. No doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, delivered right to your door in a discreet package. And plus, special deal for our listeners, all right? You guys can go try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. You go to BlueChew.com, you go to checkout, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you are getting your first month for free. Just got to pay $5 for shipping. But you use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's SHOWPONY. That's the code word you want to use, all one word. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
Goosey. No, that's stupid. That's...
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. I'm laughing at Karen, who says, after Blue Chew, when you wake up and your boy will be saying, howdy, boy! That's Blue Chew.
I really hope you use that next time.
As the code word?
Just in your live read. That'd be great.
I'm a little scared. I don't know.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'll have to ask people at Blue Chew.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
How do you guys feel about this?
You really have to know us to get it. And if somebody is just listening that, you know, maybe has not been very active with us, it might come across a little differently.
Schmidt wants to know, what does Babushka think of Blue Chew?
So good. I think I got first month for free for...
Okay. What?
I use promo code SHOWPONY. We love horse in Serbia.
How is it that he's actually back at the racetrack, by the way?
So quick.
The first thing he does, so Jokic quick. Wins a medal. He goes, time for horse.
Yeah. He's probably pissed. They ruined his summer. Like, this stupid Olympics ruining my summer. I haven't watched any horses.
They don't have... Well, I'm sure he went to the equestrian events.
Nah, you know, I was going to say that. That's the only...
Do you think he likes that?
Did you hear Snoop?
No.
Commenting on... Equestrian. He went to equestrian.
No, I didn't hear that.
No. He said, oh, no. The horse crip walking.
That's amazing.
He said, I'm going to have to have him on my video.
Oh, my God. My all right goes to the Miami Hurricanes. Had a scrimmage this weekend. Mario Cristobal saying the offense got the better of the defense, which was counterpoint earlier in the week when the defense got the better of the offense. You know what I like to call that? A little tit for tat in training camp.
For tat. Hey, it's normal progression in camp. Defense usually always wins early. Offense starts getting it together, and they come back a little later. So
I'm excited.
That's normal.
I'm excited for Canes football.
Yeah, so am I.
Excited for Canes football. Goes to Noah Lyles.
That's a good one.
Oh, no.
I don't get what his deal is.
What is wrong with this guy?
But apparently.
Just shut up.
He was insulted that Adidas.
Yeah.
Had invited him to an Anthony Edwards shoe launch party because, according to the rumors, he had said he hasn't even been in an NBA Finals yet. Now, mind you, he already got under the skin of a lot of NBA players because he said, why did they declare themselves world champions? This, of course, led into the Olympics where they did win the world championship.
So there's that.
Although I believe in his tweet today, because he tried to walk back these rumors, he said that I just had a prior engagement. But then was snarky and says, I want to congratulate Anthony Edwards on his Olympic championship.
Hey, didn't he have COVID?
That's the other thing.
He was partying.
I thought that he did. But then he was back partying. Yeah. Did he get a negative test?
Who knows?
Did COVID cause you to lose the race or not? Because you can't be shaking your ass 2 days after it if you're saying COVID caused you to lose the race.
Yeah, he was carted off in a wheelchair. Like, he really...
So was Paul Pierce.
Exactly.
Yeah. Paul Pierce came back in the third quarter.
Where's Noah Lyles from? Is he from Boston? We got to find out now. Where's this guy from?
I think it's from Texas. I want to say I'm not sure.
But he's not making any friends, and especially in the NBA. Huh. Leroy?
Damn, he's from Gainesville.
Ooh. All right. So, my all right, as excited as I am about the start of football, I'm more excited about what this young team looks like as far as the Dolphins.
Yeah.
A lot of
good rookies.
Young players. And that's how you this is how you keep something going for a long period of time. So I was very excited to see, you know, the guys that, you know, you may not have heard of.
That's like
that you see out there balling.
I know it's the first preseason game, but like
this is their time to shine.
Usually somebody's gotta look like a bum. All the rookies look good.
Yeah, that was pretty
that was crazy.
Yep. So, I mean, who we got to give credit to?
I guess you got to give it to Chris Greer.
All right.
Shout out.
Now, I will say this. As much as I've been on him about the Christian Wilkins thing, because you know I like me some Christian Wilkins.
Yep.
Right? I mean, what I'm seeing, I'm like, I might have to say you know what you're doing. Not yet, though. Not yet. We ain't played regular season games yet.
That's right.
And my own
the first game the Dolphins gave up 120 yards rushing, Leroy's gonna be freaking out at Chris Greer.
No, not really.
You know what you did? You let him walk to Vegas.
And my own no, like I love international competition because I love seeing the U.S. compete in these various sports against somebody else. But every time somebody gets in one of these world competitions, something happens. Now, what the hell is going on with Childs' gold medal, bronze medal? Nobody knows. Did they take it? Did they give it back?
And like, why?
What how long? She's on a plane back home. You took her gold. She's not going to even know it's not hers until she lands. What is going on?
I would have said, see ya.
But no. Like, is there any other sport or organization in the world that you can do that? Official screwed up.
I don't know.
No, there's not. Like, especially we watch football or basketball. They have a tumor report and they go tough. We watched a football game a few years ago where a guy got mauled and there was no flag and nobody did nothing.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, it's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault. And also, who wants to win a goal, a medal via appeal?
So I'm still trying to figure out. Right. I need to get to the bottom of this. But I would just say this. As much as we celebrated the Olympics, on the way out, you ruined it with this nonsense.
Mm. J-Fig?
Well, my all right goes to the Olympics this year. Nice. We got a lot of great things out of it.
All especially right. Reagan.
Especially Reagan, which Adele is actually obsessed with, and she spoke out about it, yeah, saying she can't work out if it was a joke.
I told you, she'd be the biggest star coming out of this thing.
Wait.
She's going to be on tour with Adele.
Mm-hmm.
Adele's not touring, because you know, you said she took a break.
Well, she's marrying Rich Paul, by the way.
Mm. Is she? Oh, all right.
Engaged now.
All right.
Congratulations. Huh. Guy represents the greatest athlete, and now is married to the greatest singer.
Oh, you acknowledge that.
Wow, what? That's mature.
Yeah,
I've never said he's a bad basketball player. I've never said that.
Okay, we're not talking about that one, dude. We're talking about Adele.
What do you mean?
You said she mailed it in. You've been giving Adele.
Adele, listen, Adele's credentials are Adele's credentials. Yeah. She mailed in her last
album. Wait. You've been blasting her for about a year almost.
Her last album stunk.
No, it didn't.
Did not stink.
Okay. I think it did his job if it lived rent free in your head.
Yes.
I mean, we would play that song in these hallways every 10 minutes. And I was like, man.
Well, that's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
Right.
But have a better song if I have to hear it every 10 minutes. You know, like that espresso song. That's a good song. Catchy. That's a bop. An earworm.
Wow. That's in three different ways.
What you call it? An earworm?
Yeah,
earworm. What's an earworm?
You know, it just gets in that ear.
Like that.
Oh, that's gross.
Wait. I got a defense mechanism.
That's a little weird.
Get caught up in my web.
No, she definitely mailed it in, though, dude.
No, she didn't.
They mailed it in.
All right.
No, she didn't.
Okay. I mean, you said Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift can mail in an album and
you keep
can't?
Putting words in my mouth.
That's
and
exactly
I don't know.
What you said.
Which brings me to my, oh no, you guys lashing out on me last segment.
Oh, no. God.
Just because I'm not there to defend myself in person. What is wrong with
I
you
mean,
guys?
I mean, I think you defend what are you going to do when school starts? Huh?
Oh my God! Dude,
there's no school. You come 10 minutes late. Oh, not a no. school start. We.
You know what? And you continue lashing out on me. Minus one to you.
Wow.
Too.
Wait a minute. I mean,
keep that same energy tomorrow if you show up.
Stop.
Stop me when I say something wrong or that's not true.
You're not going to do anything when he gets here. What you guys are going to do is you're going to hobnob between each segment. You guys will get lost on the sales side. We won't see you guys. You'll be late.
Exactly.
8 minutes late for
keep
every segment.
Keep the same energy because every time you see me, it's rainbows and sunshine, huh?
Whoa. Wow.
Can I see you at 10 tomorrow?
We'll never know.
No, we will never know.
No, we will never know. Yeah, we got an idea. Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah.
Frog Boy. Hello. My all right goes to my lovely fiance whose birthday is today.
Hey. Happy birthday.
I'm sorry you were born in August.
Yeah, man. Rough.
They were both. He got an August family.
A week away.
What'd you get?
I got her an experience at the club this weekend. That was great.
Oh.
Yes. Also, you know, I told Leroy
you got her knock-knock jokes?
No.
What kind of club?
We went to Cheetahs in Hollandale. Yes, it was a good time. It was a good time. But I told Leroy the real gift I got her was babysitting. Yes, I allowed her this weekend to go have some time. Somehow turned a brunch into Brenner because it was 7 hours she was at that damn place.
You say you didn't go to brunch, you went to Brenner.
She got there at noon. She left at 7:30. I was like, all right, taking advantage
a
little bit.
You should have known what type of girl was coming into the house if she'd been going that long with her friends.
Yeah, it was
brunch never lasts as long as it's supposed to.
I guess not.
I don't do brunch.
Shocking.
I barely hate waiting on a restaurant in Denver. At dinner. I'm going to do it earlier.
What's your oh no, Marcos?
My oh no goes, you know, love me a good little squabble. If you've watched this show, you've seen me post one or two of these before. Shame on these baseball fans. Yet another melee breaks out. This one at the White Sox versus Cubs game.
Wait, 44. 44's got a girl by the hair?
No, two girls, but then it gets, you know, starts to escalate. Vice Shirt Friday guy here, he's the one who's really going to get my oh no. Not a good time for him.
Oh, yeah, he did not.
He's holding on to an ankle. We're getting ankles being held on to.
He's trying to use that jujitsu.
This guy's got one shoe on and a sock.
The wife beater guy.
Oh, there you go.
Vice Shirt is back, though.
Vice Shirt is back up. Not sure what's going on.
Just had to get to the stool, get some smelling salts. He's back.
He's back.
Goes right back at a dude in the tank top.
He's got heart. He's got heart. All this escalating from one.
Whoa! Look, 88
still going.
88's back. Listen, 88 lost a lot of fights. That guy's got to be drunk.
How could you lose three fights in one fight? Right.
Got to hit him with the hold me back thing at the end too. Hold me back, baby. Hold me back.
Wow.
Now where is this? Chicago, right?
This is Chicago. White Sox versus Cubs.
I mean, in fairness, the White Sox are having the worst season in decades. So,
hey, can I just say something?
Give him a break. Huh?
Hey, folks, if you're going to get in a fight, you know somebody's recording, don't ever hold on to another grown person's foot.
Holding on to his foot.
Like, you just made it worse.
Looks like he's trying to get an ankle off.
If things get that bad, just tell a guy to knock you out. You can save more face than hanging on to a guy's foot. Right?
Yeah. And then later on, you see him shoeless now. He is no longer with a shoe.
And that's some Jordans.
Because of this.
The way that
that's some Jordans, too.
Missing a shoe. Yep. He does look like he wears a size 6, though.
Everybody's punching, but nobody's hitting. You notice that?
It is. Yep.
There's a lot of punching. Ain't nobody got hit. Usually the fights I see by somebody going night-night.
This is how I feel like I fight when I'm in my dream. Like, I throw punches, but they're never as hard as you need them to be, though. So they get my own no because they're hoodlums.
Oh, no!
Hoodlums. That is
all that's happening, and in the background it just says, we laid on thick.
Yeah.
That is our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Hope you motherfuckers have a good day.